political temperatures are rising at Leinster House after yesterday's cabinet meeting on water charges. It's an announcement Enda Kenny promised to make before the local elections, but it's also something that could, and it seems is, striking fear into the hearts of some members of the Labour Party, especially before the local elections. Well, as frictions grow at national level, Cian McCormack is on the ground at a local level assessing the voters' mood. He's made his way from Galway to Boyle and Ballyhadreen, and he joins us now from our Midlands studio in Athlone. Cian, we heard the first utterances of voter anger over water charges from Galway yesterday, but did you hear more of that as your journey continued?
Well, I'll tell you, Claire, the water issue is certainly more prominent now than it was at the beginning of the week, and that probably reflects what we've heard over the past day or so. Farmers, solicitors, housewives, they all had opinions when I stopped up to chat with them on my journey from Galway, but we'll talk more about that later. First, before leaving Galway, I went to the Age Action Ireland office and I met 74-year-old Anne McManus, chairperson of the Salthill Active Retirement Association.
Thank God my health is good, but I don't know when the day is coming when it won't be so good. I would be concerned about healthcare. I don't have a medical card. It's becoming increasingly difficult to pay for health. And I also find that we help our children. I think that's a fact that politicians forget. They say, oh, the pensioners never had it so good. But in actual fact, we help our children quite considerably in various ways from our own savings. And I don't think that's something that's taken into account whatsoever.
Well, Anne McManus there was in Salt Hill. But Cian, you travelled on to Roscommon, stopping at Ballinasloe to meet farmers at the mart. What were they telling you?
Concerns over beef prices, water charges, they were all at the heart of what they were talking to me about. But what was really, really interesting was this farmer's voting intentions.
Water charges now, that's going to be the next thing. It's coming on now, it's one thing after another. I'm self-employed, never looked for anything off the estate. 45 years of age, never looked for anything off the estate.
Will you vote?
I don't know. I'd be very choosy to know who I'm going to vote for. Maybe this thing needs a good shake-up, you know, but I strongly consider who I am going to vote for now this time. You know, before it was kind of loyalty to people, but when I wanted any help, I never looked for it. I never got it either.
The state of the roads.
The roads, that's the first thing.
Yes.
Anything else?
Household charge.
Household charge, anything else?
Yeah, the water charges, I've been totally against them.
Common Town was my next stop after Ballinasloe. After 25 years and the closure of its A&D in 2011, the hospital remains a political hot potato. I spoke to John McDermott, chairperson of the Roscommon Hospital Action Committee.
The situation has been that the accident emergency department services were terminated in June 2011. And the situation is the hospital is still there. It is treating elective patients. So if you've been booked in for a procedure or investigation, that's fine. It's still providing that service. It is the number one issue in Roscommon, without question. No matter what politician you talk to from whatever party, they'll tell you that the accident emergency department, the accident emergency services, are the crucial services and are the main political issue.
So, Cian, almost 3 years on, is the hospital really still an issue with people there?
Well, you know, when I was talking to people, it seems to be the case. It's the first thing that they tend to bring up, but they have some other concerns too.
In Roscommon Town, I suppose, fundamentally, the issue of the hospital and the closure of the hospital.
Well, I suppose the water is the main thing, the boil water. We have a lot of areas of boil water notices and that type of thing at the moment. Apart from that, then just try and get some industry and that into the town and get the town up and running again.
How much are you spending a week on water?
It can be anything from 10 to 15 euro a week between lunches and everyday hygiene and that type of thing. So.
Well, news is just emerging about new water charges.
Well, I'm already paying a meter because we have a farm. So I definitely don't think I'd be prepared to pay on a house meter when I'm buying the water as well. I think it's very unfair.
You mightn't have a choice.
Well, I don't know, but we'll
have to see. Is it a local election issue?
Well, I would think so. I think it's something that they need to do and look at, that there's some reason all the water that's fallen, there has to be some way of harvesting it and maintaining a healthy supply to houses.
Employment would be a big issue here. There's not a lot.
Well, later in the programme, I'll be telling you about one email that led to me meeting some County Roscommon residents whose water has been polluted for the past 15 months. But until then, I can be contacted with comments, contributions and opinions at elections@rte.ie.
Cian McCormack, thank you very much. We look forward to hearing from Cian in the next hour on the programme.